Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, we have clear skies across most of the country. Jerusalem enjoys a pleasant day with warm sunshine, while Tel Aviv and Haifa are bright with mild temperatures. In Eilut, it's sunny and slightly warmer, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel strikes Gaza as kite threat returns to southern border. This is from Ynet, reported 12 hours ago. Also, the IDF and Shin Bet destroyed weapons depots in Shati and Deir al-Balah. This comes from Israel Hayom Hebrew, reported 10 hours ago. Also this hour, the Treasury launches Operation Economic Outcast against Iran. This is from JNS, reported 6 hours ago. Separately, Israel gives the Board of Peace 3 days to halt kite launches from Gaza or face renewed strikes. This is from I-24 News, reported 9 hours ago. And finally, American synagogues are spending more than ever on security. This is according to The Forward, reported 7 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Ziad Asali, a medical doctor, shared that an Israeli documentary about actions in Gaza will premiere at the Venice Film Festival. He posted this 43 minutes ago. Shabbos Kestenbaum, a commentator, recounted a debate on The Sean Kelly Show with questions about Islam, Gaza, and immigration. This was posted 46 minutes ago. Ihab Hassan reported an hour ago that Israeli settler attacks are occurring in the village of Al-Mazra, Ash-Sharkiya in the West Bank. He says residents are calling for help. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the situation in Gaza, Israel launched strikes targeting Hamas sites in Shati. This comes after incendiary kites reached Israeli communities, echoing past balloon attacks. According to Ynet, Israel warns that these launches must cease immediately. This action underscores Israel's ongoing stance against threats from Gaza, aiming to protect its southern communities. Turning to the weapons depot's destruction, the IDF, alongside Shin Bet, conducted targeted attacks in Shati and Deir al-Balah, destroying Hamas weapons depots. Israel Hayom reports that this operation reflects heightened security measures. It aims to disrupt Hamas's military capabilities in the region. Meanwhile, the U.S. Treasury announced Operation Economic Outcast against Iran. JNS describes this as an unprecedented campaign to cut off Iranian cash sources. This move is part of broader efforts to pressure Iran economically, potentially reshaping regional alliances. In related news, Israel has given the Board of Peace 3 days to stop kite launches from Gaza. I-24 News highlights that Israel warns of renewed strikes if the launches continue. This ultimatum aims to prevent further escalation and maintain regional stability. And finally, The Forward reports that American synagogues, like Temple Israel in Michigan, are increasing security spending. This follows a gunman attack in March, with preparations for high holidays, now including heightened security measures. This reflects growing concerns over safety and the need for protective measures in religious communities. Turning to business and markets. First, Israeli cyber insurer AtBay is being sold to Munich Re for $575 million. Ynet Business reports that the CEO says this deal benefits both investors and employees. Separately, Generac's $1.6 billion backlog is creating ripples in U.S. manufacturing. Tech highlights this as a significant outcome of the data center buildout, impacting factories that power AI. And finally, NVIDIA's networking division is seeing exponential revenue growth, driving Israel's GDP growth. According to Globes, this makes NVIDIA a significant growth engine for the Israeli economy. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.